At a Public Safety Commission meeting this month, Haines Police Chief Heath Scott presented, in his words, a dilemma. The police department is not adequately staffed. Overtime and standby hours have helped put the department about $30,000 over budget for the first half of the current fiscal year. Chief Scott says the police department's budget was not the right size to begin with. For the past 6 months, the department has been between $2,000 and $8,000 over budget.
One of the problems, genuinely, when you look at this budget and that Haines has experienced, is a high rate of turnover. We haven't held four officer honor rolls for an extended period of time. It's very hard to budget when you don't see that.
Scott has been on the job about 6 months. The three officers are also fairly new. Chris Brown has been in Haines about a year, Brayton Long has been on the force a little over a year, and Sergeant Josh Dryden for close to 3 years. Interim Borough Manager Brad Ryan responded to the Public Safety Commission's questions about why the police are significantly over budget.
I think the short answer is it's overtime and standby time. The longer answer is, I asked the question the other day in a staff meeting, when was the last time we carried four officers? And nobody could really come up with when we carried four officers for a long time.
At a finance committee meeting the following day, Assemblymember Margaret Friednauer asked why the police budget issues weren't brought to the Assembly's attention sooner. Scott said he talked to former manager Bill Seward about it, but Scott thought the overspending might die down.
It was understood at the management level what was happening. We thought things would settle down into November and December, and they did not settle down.
Assemblyman Ron Jackson, who is on the Finance Committee, said it seems that creating the budget at a time when the police department was in flux led to the current imbalance. The Finance Committee decided to recommend the Assembly approve the $60,000 budget amendment. That would cover the current $30,000 imbalance and the next 6 months if the overspending trend continues. But the budget amendment, if it's passed, doesn't take care of the bigger issue. The police department is stretched too thin, according to Scott. He has been thinking about alternative staffing plans, which he presented to the Public Safety Commission. One option is to increase the number of standby hours budgeted, or the borough could hire another officer. Scott says in the current staffing setup, there is little overlap between officers. He says less overlap means less safety for both the officers and the community.
It's always easier when you've got a second guy. The other thing that's bad is fighting at night with no light against three guys, getting stabbed when you're by yourself. It stinks. It stinks. And I don't like telling those stories. It stinks. I hope you know we're asking for what we need, not what we want.
The officers and their family members rallied behind Scott at both the finance and public safety meetings. Kit Brown said she worried about her husband, Officer Chris Brown's, safety.
This summer, when we had Beer Fest and the bike races and all that stuff, and we were down officers, it was hell on earth to try and take care of our children, make sure he was taken care of mentally, got his rest, he was safe, our other officers were safe. It's scary because you're worried. Are they going to be where they're supposed to be? Is there anybody that's got his back?
Public Safety Commission Chair Jim Stanford said he wants to find a way to give the Haines Police better work-life balance.
I think we, as a community, need to take a long look at keeping our officers that we have, making them feel safe, and also when they're off, I'd like them to be off.
The police are also now filling in the gap left by Haines' vacant trooper post. Alaska State Troopers may eliminate the position permanently depending on budget cuts. At a meeting Monday, the Public Safety Commission will talk more about out-of-town site law enforcement and police staffing limitations. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.